It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Pianist and conductor Daniel Barenboim has helped develop a new type of piano, which he says is radically different to the standard concert grand. It's built with straight parallel strings, which some pianists say offers superior sound compared to a regular piano in which the strings are installed diagonally. Barenboim was inspired to experiment with the design after playing Franz Liszt's restored straight-stringed grand piano a few years ago. The warmth and tonal characteristics of the traditional straight-strung instruments is so different from the modern piano, he said. The clearly distinguishable voices and color of Liszt's piano inspired me to explore combining these qualities with the power, looks, touch, stability of tuning, and other technical advantages of the modern piano, he said. He got help from Belgian instrument maker Chris Mena with support from Steinway & Sons. Barenboim recently demoed the instrument at Royal Festival Hall and says he'll perform his Schubert recital series on the new piano. Very few of the great composers ever did any significant jail time. Johann Sebastian Bach did get thrown in jail by his employer, but that was mostly a job dispute. Most orchestras' outreach programs don't even think about reaching out into local corrections facilities. A lot of people want to avoid going to prison, but the Kansas City Symphony, well, they wanted to go in. The prison concert is part of the symphony's Community Connections Initiative, which sends players to perform in venues outside the concert hall. Violist Jessica Nance said, "For me, the real significance of our program is that we can play for people who otherwise would not get to hear us play. If there's ever someone who can't come to the symphony, it's people who can never leave." Turns out prisoners are a pretty good, if captive, audience. They were mostly quiet for the entire concert. Afterward, inmate Jamie Gruba said it was unlike any musical experience he'd ever had. "It gives us the opportunity to hear something different," said Grubes, who's in for burglary. Several times during the concert, inmates burst into boisterous, spontaneous applause and gave the players a standing ovation. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.